Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Welcome back to Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're live online also at kpcg.fm and have a live link at thetrumpet.com. If you'd like to listen to other episodes of Live by Every Word, the archives are available there as well. You can download those podcasts and listen to those if you'd like to catch up on some, along with all the programming here on KPCG. One of the major political debates in recent years has revolved around healthcare. Lots of opinions about healthcare. What's the best system? What needs to be changed? How should it be fixed? There was, of course, the Obamacare, and then this push to try to repeal Obamacare. Some nations have so-called socialized medicine. In some cases, people don't have any sort of medical help. But whatever the case, people are often ill and paying a lot of money to try to restore their health. Lots of money being spent. In fact, U.S. healthcare spending increased 4.3% to reach $3.3 trillion, or $10,348 per person. That was in 2016, the last year that they had statistics for. As a share of the nation's gross domestic product, health spending accounted for 17.9%. Imagine if that $3.3 trillion could be spent on something else. That's a lot of money, like maybe paying down the national debt somewhat, or at least moving in that direction. A lot could be done with that money, almost 18% of the GDP, and then, of course, on a personal level, spending about $10,000 per year on health care. That would be nice to have that money in one's pocket instead of being spent. But it is a major concern today. Health care is a major issue. Now, again, the only hope that the world has to solve any of its problems, including the healthcare problem, is obeying God's laws. That's the solution to the problems that we see. And ultimately, we need the return of Christ to this earth to reestablish God's law and government. And did you know that after Christ returns, He will solve the healthcare problem? It won't be a problem any longer. Let's look at some scriptures that talk about what the health of the world will be like after Christ returns. If you have a Bible, please look at these with me. It's great to look at the Word of God and see what it says. It gives us a view of the future, and it's a great future. It is an amazing future. If you talk to somebody that has a health issue, maybe you yourself have something you're battling with, I mean, just the joy of being released from that is amazing. It's so joyful to not have pain, to not have suffering. And that time is coming to this whole world. Notice Isaiah 33 and verse 24. We'll start in Isaiah 33 and look at verse 24. It says, "And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity." There's a lot of people that would say, I'm sick today, because there's so many health problems. But nobody's going to say that after Christ returns. Why? Like it says, people are going to be forgiven their iniquity. Iniquity means lawlessness. It means sin. Now, why do people have to be forgiven? Of what? Well, God will forgive people of physical sin, which leads to sickness. Now, that's not to say that every person that has an ailment has it because they committed some sin. And every human has sinned. Everyone has committed physical sin and spiritual sin. So it's not a matter of looking around and pointing the finger, but this is just a reality that health problems are a result of broken law somewhere along the line. That's what happens. And we need to be healed when we have problems that come up. And healing is the forgiveness of physical sin. Notice this in 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. This is talking about Christ, who His own self bare our sins, all of ours, we're all guilty, in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. That's how people are healed. Christ was beaten with stripes. I mean, he was physically beaten to the point that he was horribly disfigured. The scripture says he didn't even look like a man. I mean, we probably have never seen anything like that, at least most of us. So all people can be healed of physical sin because of Christ's sacrifice. Christ paid the price for those sins. And after Christ's return, that healing will be available to all who are willing to repent and accept Christ's sacrifice. And of course, repenting means living a different way. Going to have to change diet, change health habits, make some changes. And so, I mean, if you want to think about it maybe a little more specifically, let's say a person chopped off their finger accidentally and asked for healing, and they were healed, and let's say God let their finger grow back. Now, that would be pretty rare, but, I mean, he could certainly do that. Well, if they go out and they chop their finger off again, well, there you are with a missing finger, right? You'd have to change your behaviors so that you didn't cut your finger off again. It's the same thing with any health law, even though usually it's not so dramatic immediately for us. If we're wanting to have health, then we have to change the way that we live in a lot of cases. Healing doesn't do any good if we go right back to the way we were living. And so the whole world is going to have this healing available to them. They're going to have this healing. And you can look at Christ's ministry when he was on this earth. He healed a lot of people. And there's a lot of information about healing that you can find on thetrumpet.com if you're interested. But that's what's going to happen when Christ returns. Those sins are going to be forgiven. And then people are going to begin to live the right way. And the result is going to be amazing. Notice Isaiah 35, verses 3 through 6. It says, "Strengthen you the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert." So notice these scriptures here. People that are blind are going to be able to see. People that are deaf are going to be able to hear. Those who can't walk are going to be able to leap and jump like a deer. If you've ever seen a deer jump, they get up there pretty high, don't they? They're very fluid in their movements. And those who can't speak will not only speak, but will be able to sing. All the diseases, all the health problems, it will all be healed. And no medical establishment can heal like God can. They can help in many ways and do things that are very beneficial and very helpful and have very good intentions. But healing is something that only God can do, because only God can forgive the physical sin. That's the only healing that there is. And so sometimes you'll see commercials on TV and they'll talk about different medical places and they'll talk about the medicine of healing and so forth. And again, they do a pretty remarkable job in a lot of ways, but healing is a God prerogative, because only God can forgive sin. And so healing is only from God. And that's what this world needs. It is going to be a complete revolution in the health of this world. Notice this in Isaiah 58 and verse 8. It says, "Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Eternal shall be your reward." And so what a picture that is. Now, if you've ever lived in a climate where the winters are pretty cold and long and gray and dark, you know what a joy it is when spring explodes onto the scene. There's new, vibrant, and green growth that just springs forth. And there's a particular shade of green in the spring, at least I think that there is, that's different than the rest of the year. It just has this extremely bright vibrancy to it. And it's alive. It's exploded. Life and health has exploded out of this dead winter. and the birds are singing, and it's warm, and there's refreshing breezes, and there's leaves on the trees, buds, flowers are blooming, bees are buzzing. You know, whereas a few weeks earlier, it was full of snow and ice and cold and pretty dreary looking, and then spring explodes. Spring springs forth. And it's amazing to see that. Those are some happy memories that I have of spring coming alive and life really springing forth. And that's a picture that's given here in Isaiah 58, where it says that your light shall break forth as the morning, so a beautiful sunrise, all of a sudden making the world come alive, and your health shall spring forth speedily. I think of spring coming out of a cold, dead winter. I mean, what a picture that is of somebody's health, springing forth suddenly. What a difference. What a change. And that's what Christ is bringing to this world. And he's bringing it by obedience to the law of God and by healing and forgiveness of physical sin. And just observing the general population in the U.S., or you could look at a lot of nations, you know, you don't see a lot of vibrant health. Even people that maybe aren't sick with the disease at this particular time, there's still not as much vibrant health as there should be. You know, we probably don't even really know what vibrant health is to the level that we should, that God intends, because there's been so much that's been corrupted in this society. But that's going to change. It's going to change, and it's going to be so much better than what we see today. This is all going to change when Christ returns. People are going to be healed, and then we'll live by God's physical health laws. I mean, have you ever stopped to consider that? That there are laws on what to eat, how to be active, even mental health ties in. All of the health that we want, it all comes from keeping God's law. It is a result of keeping God's law. Who doesn't want to have more robust health? Everybody does. And that is coming, and that's such great news. Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says the Eternal. The wonderful thing about God's laws is that they are in effect today. See, our societies are so ill in general because of breaking God's health laws. And we all live in these societies. The grocery store shelves have a lot of foods that don't really have a lot of nutritive value. And these foods are made to make the company's profits, to make money, and not to provide the consumer with good health. And really, physically, we are what we eat and drink. We put it into our systems, and that's what our body builds with. It's amazing how much people consume that's not good for them. The average American consumes 19.5 teaspoons, that's 82 grams of sugar every day. That translates into about 66 pounds of added sugar consumed each year per person. Have you ever felt like you needed to lose a few pounds? I certainly have, and try to do that as I need to. And you think about 66 pounds of sugar. Well, that'd be a good way to maybe trim down a little bit, try to eliminate some of that sugar. I mean, it's amazing. God has specific laws and principles that we can apply if we'll look into them. And we can start to have this health even today. Again, of course, when the whole world will have this health, that's after Christ returns. But these laws of God are in effect today, and so we can begin to do our part to try to have the best health we can have today. So we don't have to wait to really start this in our own lives. We can work on this right now. Just a couple of principles to think about here. Philippians 4 and verse 5. Philippians 4 and verse 5 says, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." We are getting close to Christ's return. And so the admonition here is to let your moderation be known unto all men. You know, in other words, if people think about you personally and they give it some thought, they should think, oh yeah, that's a pretty moderate person. Like you don't always see them, you know, eating too much of this or too much of that or doing too much of this or too much of that. It's not just talking about eating. I mean, it's talking about moderation in all things, not overdoing it in any area. But food is something we're thinking about now. You know, if the average American eats 66 pounds of sugar a year, that's not as moderate as it should be, is it? And we've all done things like that. So it's not to blame anyone. It's just to say that it's something to consider personally as far as health goes. And notice also Proverbs 25 and verse 16, another principle here in relation to something that's sweet. It says, "Have you found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for you, lest you be filled therewith and vomit it." That's a kind of a gross picture, but, you know, honey in this case, of course, would be something that's naturally occurring and would be good in moderation. But even something that's good for us is good in moderation. If we have too much of it, we get sick. You know, so that's the point there. We don't want to have too much of anything, even things that are of good, create good health. God's law gives us principles on how to live. We can improve our health today by following these principles. Eat naturally occurring foods and eat them in proper moderation. And there are a lot of specifics that you can look into further, but these are just some principles that give us guidelines for how to live, even in a very corrupt world today. You know, we're not living in the world tomorrow yet, but we want to work to follow God's laws, including health laws, and see it work in our own lives. After Christ returns, education about true health and the miraculous healing of all sickness will mean radiant health for everyone. The sickness is going to be gone from this earth. Imagine that. As Mr. Armstrong used to write about quite frequently, you know, sickness isn't a natural thing that God intended. It's because of the breaking of law. And we've grown up in a society where I think we do expect to get sick from time to time. We're not surprised when there's disease because it's so common. But yet, that's not what God intended. Much of this wonderful health will be a direct result of proper agriculture in the world tomorrow. Proper food production. That's going to make a huge change in the health of the world. We'll take a look at how agriculture will function after Christ's return, right after this short break. You are listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio. We'll be right back.
The Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course is a distance learning program that makes the Bible clear and understandable. The correspondence course enables enrollees to learn what the Bible itself says about subjects that affect you and the world you live in. This fascinating Bible course highlights and proves what the Bible says about morality, war, religion, terrorism, and other current events, focusing on the root causes of this world's many problems facing man, as well as their solutions. The Bible and this course also focuses on the reason mankind was created in the first place, the way to happiness, accomplishment, and fulfillment, as well as the truth behind important doctrinal questions, such as what happens after we die, the nature of God, the resurrection, the millennium, and other critical subjects. Enroll today in the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com.
This is Live by Every Word.
Welcome back to Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG. God's Word shows that there will be abundant health for all in the world tomorrow. It's going to be wonderful to have this amazing health break forth. People full of energy, vibrant, excited for life, not being held back by illness or disease. This is going to be made possible by God's miraculous healing and education about true health. I remember a few years back, my wife and I were grocery shopping, and the young lady behind the checkout became very frustrated with us. She was trying to find the price on the different vegetables we were buying. And when you go through a grocery store, a lot of times those vegetables don't have a sticker on them. They have to be looked up by name, and then that's where the price is. And she didn't know the names of the vegetables. And so she was getting frustrated, and in exasperation, she exclaimed, "Well, I don't eat anything green." Now, she was probably exaggerating somewhat. I appreciate her frustration. But it is true that a person could eat for years in the U.S. without really eating a fruit or a vegetable. I mean, there's plenty of food out there, as it's called, in grocery stores that aren't fruits or vegetables and don't really come from a fruit or a vegetable. And look at the health of the people. And even many of those fruits and vegetables aren't what God intended. They're modified in some way. And it's affecting human health. But even considering that, the fact that a lot of the health laws are being broken in the United States, the U.S. and Britain still have been greatly blessed with fertile land. There is a lot of farmland. There are a lot of blessings. There's a lot of climates within the U.S. that are very temperate and are very good for growing produce and vegetables and other things. There are lots of parts on this earth that are not that way. But that's going to change when Christ returns. Everyone's going to follow proper farming practices. And the land's going to all be usable. And it's going to be good quality land. The agricultural wealth of a nation is generally the greatest physical asset it can possess. I mean, you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have food, it doesn't do you a lot of good. Unless you can buy it from somebody. Today, most of the earth is unproductive. You know, there's only about 12% of the land surface that is actually tillable. It's amazing to think about it. There are many deserts, mountainous regions, and wildernesses. The exact opposite will be true in the utopia of tomorrow as God blesses the entire world. How much food could we have if you could use that soil, if you could use that land? Well, you'd have quite a bit, wouldn't we? God will bless the world's agriculture in the world tomorrow. It needs God's blessing. And we need to follow God's health laws, but then God has to bless it too. And of course, God blesses for obedience. Notice Ezekiel 34, verses 26 and 27. It says, "And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Eternal, when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hand of those that served themselves of them." As we've covered on other programs, God brings the Israelite nations back to their lands out of a captivity, out of correction that is soon coming. But then there's these great blessings that break out once the lesson has been learned that we need to obey God. We need to obey God's laws. Then these blessings break out. And as it says here in Ezekiel 34, God brings rain in due season. I mean, how many times are there droughts? There's droughts going on right now. There always seems to be droughts in some place on this earth. But God will bring rain in due season. People won't have to worry anymore that there won't be rain if they're obeying God. And because of that, well, what happens? Well, you know what happens when it rains, even if you're not a farmer. You know, when it rains a lot, you have to mow your lawn more. I certainly do. But in the case of agriculture, the tree of the field shall yield her fruit. The earth shall yield her increase. See, that's where the increase is. You throw a seed in the ground and you get a plant, and it has more seeds on it. That's increase, right? That's actual increase. And that's what we're going to see in the world tomorrow. Look at Isaiah 30 and verse 23. It says, "Then shall he give the rain of your seed, that you shall sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall your cattle feed in large pastures." What a great picture. Cattle feeding in large pastures, not being constrained, not being rushed through a sort of a meat processing area, but allowed to graze. They'll be healthy. The food will be healthy. There'll be plenty of increase, plenty of growth, and the land will be usable. And there'll be plenty of food. Farmers have had to gamble with the weather throughout the centuries. About the most thrilling news they could hear is that their work will always be successful as long as they obey God. Farming would be a great job to get into if you knew you'd always be successful, if you knew you'd always have bumper crops, as long as you obeyed God. No more forcing the land to make more money. You know, it won't be the get way. People will be living the give way. And God's the greatest giver of all, and he'll give plenty to everyone. The land will be blessed and bring forth an abundance. Jeremiah 31 and verse 12 says that, therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion and shall flow together to the goodness of the Eternal for wheat and for wine and for oil and for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. What a great picture these passages bring out of the world tomorrow. Is that a place you'd like to be? I certainly would. To have weeds and wine and oil and these amazing flocks of animals. All of it healthy, not worrying about processed foods, not worrying about added sugars, not worrying about chemical modifications, genetic modifications. Just the blessings of God. You couldn't help but be healthy. You literally could not help but be healthy in this environment, working the land, it being blessed, and eating the fruit of it. Health will spring forth. Amos 9 and verse 13 says, behold, the days come, says the Eternal. And they are coming. Don't have any doubt about that. The days come, says the Eternal, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. See, this is a picture of there being a superabundance of food. I can't even finish one process before the next season starts. All right, instead of sitting there, you know, running out of food and thinking, boy, we gotta make this last, there's going to be an abundance of food. It will be nutritious and delicious food that will bring forth amazing health, and it will be eaten in moderation. Nothing will go to waste, but people aren't going to gorge themselves either. It'll be in proper moderation. I wonder what it'll taste like, how good it will taste. Food tastes pretty good today if it's good food, but I imagine it'll be even more amazing in the world tomorrow. When we think back at that time, when we think back on some of what passes for food today, some of what we've eaten, I think we'll just be stunned that we did that. But we're used to it today in this society. We're used to the foodless foods. We're used to the way things are. It's going to be different in the world tomorrow. God's going to change it, and the result is going to be abundant health. But again, the point is, these laws work. They work now as well. So if we do our part to try to follow God's health laws, then our health will improve. Our health will definitely improve, and that's something that I think we all want. There is information on any topic that you'd like to know more about in relation to, say, health or any of the laws of God. There's a lot more details. You can find it at thetrumpet.com and at pcog.org. Lots of good write-ups there to get more in-depth. If there's a particular question you might have, we even have a personal correspondence course that you can write into if you have a very specific question, say on a health topic or something like that. There's information out there and very specific information about God's laws, how to follow them, how to put them into practice today. And that's the key. The key is to follow God's physical and spiritual laws. So make sure you look at thetrumpet.com and pcog.org or write those questions in. You can find what God's Word says on just about any topic that you might have a question about. God wants to heal us and bless us today. And He will heal and bless the whole world after Christ's return. Health is going to spring forth on this earth. And what a wonderful and exciting time that will be. That's all the time we have for today on Live by Every Word. If you'd like to send an email in, a question or a comment, you can send those to comments@kpcg.fm. And I'll be happy to take a look at those for you. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.